Hello, book lovers, and welcome to Book Talk Radio Club. My name is Claire Perkins, and today I'm talking to author Carol Hibbs. Carol is the author of Forever Ends, a paranormal romance minus vampires, but with things that definitely go bump in the night. Gabrielle Bowman had lost her beloved sister, her mother, and two husbands, and when she decided to move to a small town to start a new chapter in her life, little did she know that a fight to the death with a demon to rescue a little girl would take her mind off her grief and introduce her to the new love of her life. Hi, Carol. First of all, welcome, and thank you for coming on Book Talk Radio Club.
You're welcome. Hello, Claire.
Hi. You have a poem at the beginning of Forever Ends. I'll read the first four lines. Please do not grieve and shed wild tears and hug your sorrow to you through the years, but start out bravely with a gallant smile and for my sake and in my name, live on. Absolutely beautiful. Did you write the poem, Carol?
I did not. No. I was walking through the cemetery to find things to write about what would be on a tombstone. Okay. I really had no idea. That's why I visited the cemetery.
That's interesting. It's an interesting way of finding ideas, getting inspiration.
Yeah, I didn't really know what else to do.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
The heroine of Forever Ends is Gabrielle Bowman. Is she based on anyone in particular in your life or an amalgam of people you know?
She is based on a person I've known for many years, someone I'm close to.
Right.
I'm not in a position to disclose who she is. She is aware that there are aspects of her personality
in
the character Gabrielle, but she doesn't have a problem with that. But she does not want to be disclosed.
No, of course not. Of course not. Mm-hmm. Books take the reader on a journey, and a good book allows the reader to experience a fantasy world created by the author. So what was the inspiration for Gabrielle's story?
Actually, you're probably going to be surprised. I woke up one morning and the story wouldn't leave my head. It just kept playing over and over and over and over in my head. It wouldn't go away. So I felt compelled to write a book about it. And it continued to play through my head. When I would sit down and write, and when I write with a pen and paper, and it pretty much wrote itself.
Oh,
I would just hold the pen and it would write itself. So there were times that I had to think, of course, and stop and research. But for the most part, it just wrote itself.
So did you decide to write the book because of this idea that came in your head, or you decided to write beforehand and then the idea came in?
No, I decided to write the book because the idea wouldn't leave my head. Just played right through constantly, and so I decided to write it.
Did you find that as you wrote Forever Ends, your main character, Gabrielle, began to take shape, or did you have her in your head as a fully developed person before you began writing?
She developed. She, as all my characters did.
Right.
She developed quite a bit. It was interesting to see how characters developed. It's almost as if they developed themselves.
Mm,
that's how it felt.
And they start telling you the story.
Yeah, exactly. They wrote the story, exactly. There were times that I would have to go back and rewrite things after changing something. But, yeah, for the most part, the book wrote itself.
Your book has quite a few explicit sex scenes. What reading audience is it aimed at, Carol?
Well, initially I was going to write for young adults.
Right.
But then I realized after that, no, it's definitely not for young adults. I think usually young adults, there's no sex in the books.
Mm.
So I would say age 24 and up.
Right. Right.
But definitely not teenagers.
No, perhaps not. Mind you, they could probably tell us a thing or two.
Perhaps, eh? Yeah.
Did you self-publish your novel, or did you go the route of traditional publishing?
Well, originally I wanted to go with traditional publishing.
Mm.
But after years of frustration and disappointment, I decided to try publishing it myself.
Mm. And you got more control that way as well, haven't you?
Exactly. And if I want to make changes, I can, which I have done. I've changed the book cover, and I've changed a few other little things. So that's convenient. That's very convenient. The years ago, actually, in 2014, there was a publisher wanting to publish my novel.
Right.
But then they wanted changes. And so I made the changes. Then they wanted more changes. So I made the changes. And they wanted more and more and more and more and more. And after a while, it felt like it wasn't my book anymore.
Yeah.
They were butchering it. They were killing it. So I said, no, I'm not making any more changes.
Good for you. They must have been tailoring it for the audience that they felt was right.
I guess. Well, and in the novel, I added where the characters are building a log cabin.
Yeah.
And I did that because I just wanted a little bit more in my novel. Well, the publisher wanted that gone.
Right.
So I thought, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not, no. So I told her, I'm not going to make any more changes. And she said, well, perhaps you can publish your own story. Publish your own novel.
Mm.
And I responded with two words. And that was just, thank you.
I thought you were going to say something else then.
Oh, no, it was thank you. Because I thought, thank goodness she's not going to force me into doing this or suing me or anything like that. She let me go.
Right.
So I was free. It was like, all right, thank you. Yeah. So that's what I did. I published it myself.
Good for you.
Had the book been written many times, it had been.
Mm.
It's been rewritten, oh boy, probably about 15 or more times.
Wow.
Yeah. And after rewriting it for the publisher, I had to go back and rewrite it the way I wanted it.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
Well, congratulations. I see you're receiving good feedback for Forever Ends, including, without a doubt, Forever Ends deserves a 5-star rating. This is a well-written story, and I couldn't agree more. I loved it when I read it. The author, Carol Hibbs, truly captivates you with her very descriptive storytelling. So tell me something. As an author, Carol, what was the best moment for you, the first sale of Forever Ends or the 5-star rating, and why?
I would say the 5-star rating. I was just blown away by the review, and I just felt wonderful.
Yeah.
I appreciated
her
review, and the fact that if anyone were to buy the book, I don't know if they liked it or not.
Mm.
But with the review, I could see that she appreciated my work.
Mm.
As a work, my writing as a work of literature.
Yeah.
So it's much, it has greater value to me.
Yeah, exactly.
It will live with me forever. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, you sit there and you, as an author myself, and we sit there and we write and we laugh at our stuff and we cry when we can't get it right and then and we take everything on. But, you know, but then we put it out there. And who knows what's going to happen, but when you get that first review, you can almost like exhale, can't you? Because you think, oh, God, thanks, someone else can see what I can see.
Yes, yeah.
So is this a one-off, or will you be writing a sequel to Forever Ends?
I am writing a sequel and also a third.
Fabulous.
So I'm about halfway done,
okay.
The second.
Right.
I'm hoping to have it published by the beginning of next year.
Fantastic.
Hoping. And I don't really want to go into too much information about it, except I can tell you that all of my books have two plot twists.
Right.
Like two surprises.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. And the second book, the main character in the second book is Gabrielle Sanjason.
Okay.
And the third book's main character is Gabrielle's other son, Peyton.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Are they going to be getting into more trouble and finding more demons to slay? Yeah. I guess I could say that, yes. But that's probably about all I'll say.
Right. So what's next for Carol Hibbs? So you're writing, you're halfway through the sequel and you're going to be writing a third book. Anything else after that? You're going to stick to the same genre or are you going to try something else?
Oh, I'll definitely, after the third book will be the fourth book and that's science fiction.
Wonderful.
And then the fifth book is horror or thriller or right. Whichever you want to call it. And then the sixth book will be for I guess preteens.
Okay.
So totally different.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. So where can Book Talk Radio Club listeners purchase Forever Ends, Carol?
From Kindle, like from Amazon.
Mm-hmm. And
you don't need a Kindle to purchase the novel.
That's right.
You could buy a printed copy
mm-hmm.
of Forever Ends through Amazon.
Mm.
Or if you have an iPhone, if you have an iPad, if you have any kind of device like that, you can download Kindle.
Right, absolutely. So, you just use a Kindle app.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. I've got a Kindle app. I don't have a Kindle, but I've got the Kindle app.
Well, I've got the Kindle, but I can never see the damn thing, so I just use the Kindle app on my tablet.
Right, exactly. It's just so handy because we always have our phones.
Yes. All right, well, thank you, Carol. That was fascinating. Please come back on Book Talk Radio Club when you've published your next book, and I'd love to chat with you and hear more. In the meantime, good luck for the future and for your second book, and thank you, everyone, for listening to Book Talk Radio Club. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Claire.
Okay, bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.